Welcome to the Morning Mix Podcast. Violetta was on vacation today, so it was us. I'm Chris, Nikki, and Whip.
Yes.
And boy, I had to really walk a tightrope today.
Yeah.
We had a very specific story about a woman with a very specific allergy, which was very nerve-wracking for me.
Yeah, you got through it.
I did get through it. I had to circle the wagons on it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You know what? You almost ran out of bandwidth.
Your at-work jargon that we just can't handle. And we found out, we got a closer look at Nikki's addiction to Aldi.
I'm in an open marriage with Aldi. I think every Wednesday, Aldi and I have a thing.
Oh, all that and much more right now on the Morning Mix Podcast. People are very annoyed with all of the dumb at-work jargon that's being thrown around.
Totally.
I'm one of them. Easily. We're in a lot of meetings.
I am out of bandwidth for this conversation.
Don't have bandwidth. We're going to need to circle the wagons and really look at this thing from 30,000 feet.
Oh, man.
That's what we're going to need to do.
Oh, God.
Let's just zoom out for a moment. So a new survey was done by Slack. Slack is a tool that we actually use here as well. It's like a messaging tool. It's an app that you can use on your phone or your computer. You can send files to your coworkers. You can message them directly. You can talk to groups at one time or just one person at a time. It really helps the workflow and alleviates bandwidth issues. Sure.
I kind of just feel like it's fancy texting, but sure.
It's fancy texting.
Yeah, I was trying to figure out why it's different or better than most things, but the people who know say it is, so I trust them.
It's great in the creative department because you can just post a video and be like, hey, is this right? And then, really quickly be like, nope, change this, that. Oh, okay, great. Boom, boom, boom. Yeah. So for that part, it's great. But they did a survey. These are some of the more annoying workplace jargons after this survey. ASAP.
Mm.
Yeah, we'll get that ASAP.
Yeah.
Ugh. Keep me in the loop. Hey, you know that Whip? He's a team player.
Oh, okay.
Said no one.
Hey, Nikki, I'm just checking in.
Oh, gosh.
I've also read, remove the word just from your emails, because you're not just checking in. You're checking in.
Right.
Right? Like, stake your claim, that kind of thing. Anyway. Guys, by the way, I'm sorry for the delay, but I will give 110% because this is the new normal.
Boom, 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 boom. Okay, I got a stomachache twice listening to that.
Mix in a water. What? Matthew Stafford is so drunk. Hey, let's touch base so we can think outside the box, and then you guys can loop me in.
My Apple Watch is telling me to stop.
I need to meditate.
My heart rate is going up. I don't. All of these.
All of these at work jargons. Oh my God. We've had too many of them.
Yeah.
Now, what are the ones you hate? We want to know. Text them to us right now at 60123 because. All right. Right now. Uh-huh. It's your 610 text at work jargon. It's annoying as hell. Text it to us.
Yes.
60123.
And when it gets home, it's really bad. That's how I first heard the out of bandwidth thing, and I like lost my mind.
Yeah.
Yeah. I asked my husband to do something, and he's like, hold on, can you wait a second? I'm out of bandwidth. And you could actually physically see my head explode off my body.
To pick up almond milk?
Yeah, right.
Like, I don't have any bandwidth.
Yeah.
What are the workplace jargon phrases that you're just so sick and tired of hearing? And to say that we got a massive response, it actually, I'm not joking when I say this, it crashed the text system. So I only got what I could get.
Okay, good.
Because it crashed it.
Good.
I'm just going to rifle these off because, boy, these are fun. From a 773, hey, guys, sharing is caring. All right, what are we in, fourth grade? A 717, the most annoying phrase is, I just want to piggyback off of.
Oh, piggyback.
To piggyback off of what Swanee said, Chris is an idiot. It's like, yeah, you're right. An 847, hey, it takes a village. Another 847, let's circle back. From a 630. Now, that being said, we heard you, you know, and now I know that you're about to tell me bad news.
Yeah,
exactly.
You'll be like, I really love the way, the energy that you're bringing to the meeting. That being said, your teammates are finding it annoying.
It's the workplace. It's the workplace version of bless your heart.
It 1,000% is. From a 708, could that be sooner rather than later? From a 773, take some time to focus on self-care.
Oh.
From a 630, for transparency and awareness. That feels like an office place that's had some HR issues.
It does.
And everybody just needs transparency. Oh my goodness. This isn't jargon, but a 708 said, who does any work after 2 on a Friday? And to that I say, stick with that job and don't do any work after 2 on a Friday.
Yeah, that just 219, good.
They really want to get into the weeds.
Oh, yeah, no. Get out.
And hey, teamwork makes the dream work. Don't you forget it. Mm-hmm. You got to love that one.
If anybody says these things in seriousness, I almost feel like they only say them sarcastically, hopefully, but maybe not.
What's funny is I have heard every single one of these.
Oh, yeah.
Let's get this buttoned up. There's another one.
Yep.
Low-hanging fruit. Mm-hmm. I work with a team who refer at a school, and they call the students kiddos. Just the word kiddos the time.
Yeah.
I know you're busy, but let's take this offline. I'm going to need that by EOD. Anytime
EOD.
We get into an acronym, goodness, I just can't handle it. Circle back pops up a lot. Let's talk about this offline. We'll share that out on our Google Sheet.
Oh, yeah, please with the Google Sheets already.
And anytime someone uses the word unprecedented and new normal.
Yeah.
Yes. You know what, guys? This is it.
Right.
We're in it.
Yeah.
This is normal.
Right.
So it's not new anymore.
Right.
Right.
We're in it. This is it.
Yep.
All right. Those are your workplace jargons that we just can't get any more of.
Ooh, I'm so glad that's done.
Yeah. You know why? Honestly, I just don't have any bandwidth to take on any other ones.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
The Morning Mix Flash Briefing with
Chris, Nikki, and Whip. Right here. Okay, so here's the way. I'll go first, then Nikki, then Whip.
Okay.
We'll each share a story that we believe belongs in today's Morning Mix Flash Briefing. Cool?
Ready.
I'm going to kick us off with a name that everybody knows, Tom Cruise.
Yes.
Right?
Heard of him.
He's a very cool dude. Kind of frightening, depending. All right. So the New York Post has said that Tom Cruise has been landing his own helicopter in South Africa, where he's currently filming Mission Impossible 8.
Oh, my gosh.
They were filming 7. They're doing 7 and 8 back-to-back. 7 has been delayed 1,000 times. We're not going to get there. So they're already filming the next one, and the 7 hasn't even come out yet.
I'm glad you clarified that, because I was about to say, am I an idiot, or are we still waiting for 7?
Not for this reason.
Got it.
Yes.
Well, now, right. I know I'm an idiot for many reasons.
Fans have been stunned as they've seen Tom piloting the helicopter. Local resident Gillian Sawamas said that for the last week, Tom's driven past my house 2 or 3 times a day, and he flies over every day in his helicopter, and then at night, he flies away to wherever they're going the next day.
Wow.
I must have seen him like 11 times now, but yesterday was the first time he actually took off his mask and smiled for us so we could see that beautiful Tom Cruise face.
Oh, look at that.
Could you imagine if Tom Cruise just is landing a helicopter in your backyard? That's crazy.
He's been doing this. Like, there's been other stories where he just shows up,
just shows
and you're
up.
Like, okay.
And he probably gets out. He's like, hey.
Yeah, right.
Cool helicopter, right?
Jumps
isn't this
over.
Great? Yeah. I love it. All right. I'm Tom Cruise. See you later. Like, all right, cool. All right, Nikki, let's keep it going. It's your Morning Mix Flash Briefing.
Yeah, we know I love TV. A lot of us love TV. Suicide Squad, remember the movie? John Cena had a Peacemaker come out.
Oh, yeah.
It was a series on HBO Max. Apparently, the finale was last night, so no spoilers. Don't tell me. I'm behind.
So am I. I'm so behind, I haven't started
well,
it yet.
Well, it's not a family show.
Oh, yeah, no, that's not a, that's not a grab the kids and get under a blanket with some popcorn.
I mean, we got the first episode. The show was butt. I'm like, yes, I am in. So John Cena, he is trending because Peacemaker will be back for season 2.
Oh, cool.
So, yes, once you catch up and get ready, know that that will be returning.
All right, DC fans, that's for you. And Whip, our final story in the Morning Mix Flash Briefing.
HBO has announced a new 2-part documentary on Larry David, which will premiere on March 1st. The Larry David Story will feature the Seinfeld co-creator and Curb Your Enthusiasm star getting candid about all kinds of things, professional highs and lows, parenthood, his humble beginnings as what he calls an unfunny Brooklyn kid to becoming America's favorite misanthrope, which is just a great word to throw in. They describe the doc as genuine, hilarious, and eye-opening. Larry David's Story will air on HBO and stream on HBO Max.
We actually have audio from Larry. I don't know anybody cares about this. Why do they care? Who cares? I don't care. You care? I don't care. All right. But you're going to do it. Yeah,
pretty,
that's fine.
Pretty good.
Eye-opening and candid right there.
Indeed. And that right there is your Morning Mix Flash Briefing.
From Chicago to your device, this is the Morning Mix Podcast.
Just got a little story here about the reason you should never change seats on a flight.
Oh.
Okay.
Which is interesting. So now a flight attendant, so this person is in the industry, as it were, has warned never change your seat on a plane without telling people, meaning you get on the flight, you look around, it's not that booked, you see an open seat, and you go, I'm going to pop over there, let me grab that one.
Okay.
Now, this is Serenity Haley, she works for American Airlines. She said a number of fun facts about life as a member of the cabin crew. In a recent video, she shared that 10.2 thousand people that follow her, hey guys, here's a quick little fun fact about planes and why you should never change your seat. Before takeoff, we do what's called a weight and balance check, just to make sure the weight of the plane is good and that the balance is fine for takeoff. So when you change your seat, you actually change the balance of the plane. So make sure you always ask just in case one side's heavier or lighter than the other.
Okay, so I was wondering if that only applied to assigned seats because, you know, Southwest, for example, you know what I mean? You just grab your seat, but it really does apply because it's a weight issue, not necessarily a who's sitting in what seat issue.
Right, and funny you should say that because people in the comment section were baffled saying, wait a second, hold on. you're allowed to ask if you can change seats when you get on a plane? Because I always thought, like, all right, I'm 14D. That's right. My seat. Can't move.
Right.
And she said, yes, if seats are open, you can ask, but you won't be able to be sent to an upgraded seat.
Right. So as long as it's the same price point, you're not going to be, like, given a first class seat.
I remember being, like, some of my wife and I's first vacations, we'd get on the plane into coach, and I'd see that first class was wide open.
Yeah.
For some reason, in my head, I was like, oh, maybe they'll have a raffle. And yeah. We'll get to move up. I'm like, no.
Does it quite work
not.
That way?
Yeah. She's like, that's not how it works. I'm like, it doesn't? But what if there's a raffle? Like,
that would be fun.
And we should both enter the raffle.
Yeah. I am always freaked out by the idea that that gigantic piece of metal that is flying across the skies
yes.
could be that affected by a couple pounds here or there in a certain spot. That whether it's cargo or a person
right.
or whatever, that kind of freaks me out. I choose not to think about
it. I agree. It's kind of wild.
Yeah.
If you're saying if I added that two extra pairs of shoes to my suitcase,
right.
it's like, oh, that 9 pounds is going to throw us off.
Exactly.
Like, I don't know. Yeah. Pretty wild. But also in a related story, Southwest has brought back wine, beer, and cocktails.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Let's go.
That was a hot rumor for a while.
Let's get back into the air, baby. Yes.
You're listening to the Morning Mix podcast.
Sometimes you flirt and you blow it, right?
Yeah.
You shoot your shot and you miss entirely. Yeah. A woman had trouble with some pipes in her apartment. The maintenance guy she thought was pretty attractive, and he said, hey, send me a photo of the pipe so I can get a look at what I need to do here. So she sent him a photo of her smiling all cute.
Mm-hmm.
And he replied, can you move? I can't see the pipes.
Oh.
Yeah. Ouch.
Yeah.
Flirting fail. We said text us 60123 or call us 312-233-1019. So I was working DoorDash, and I'm out there delivering alcohol. It was a really long exchange. And after I left, I texted him. I said, hey, you know, it's a shame you got nobody to drink that with. And he replied, well, my fiance will be home soon.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay.
Son of a gun.
Nice try.
It was a good shot.
Yeah, you shot your shot, you know, you can't blame it. Sometimes my husband will try to slide into my DMs from the other side of the couch. You're watching Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, and he's like, hey, how you doing? And she'll reply regularly, new phone, who dis?
Yeah.
Like, we've been married 11 years. I'm like, yeah, you know what? You got to have some fun at that point. I like it. Years ago, I was working at Victoria's Secret. This guy came in, and he said he was shopping for his mom, but he kind of awkwardly flirted with me the whole time, kept complimenting me. And eventually, I said, hey, look, man, sorry, I got a boyfriend. He said, all right, well, you let me know when that thing ends in 3 months. And then he showed up 3 months later.
What?
Oh.
Yeah, didn't work out.
Oh.
Wait, he's shopping for his mom. Should have been a red flag.
Yeah, red flag right away.
First like,
what?
Place.
At Victoria's Secret.
My roommate. Yeah. What? Your roommate.
Right.
He went to bed first, so then I decided to come in all, quote, birthday suit ready. Bada boom.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Walked in and said, hey, are you sleeping? He rolled over and went, yes.
Oh.
Come on, buddy. What are you doing? What are you doing? You got to swing at all the good pitches you get, my friend.
Well.
Come on, what are you doing? And finally, you know, my washing machine was broken, so a guy came to fix it. You know, I'm single, and I thought I would shoot my shot. Later to find out that when he unclogged the washer, it was my thong.
Oh, my goodness.
That's fun.
Yeah.
Come on.
The Morning Mix Podcast.
People are allergic to a lot of rare and weird and strange things, mm-hmm. and you really can't guess. You don't know what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
You're a kid, all of a sudden. Like, peanut allergies now. Boy, it comes out of nowhere.
You're crazy.
Like, what? But there are rare allergies, right, that happen. There's a young woman who goes to college in Colorado. She hopes to one day be a professor. Her name's Chloe. Now, Chloe found she had a very unique and unfortunate allergy, especially at that college age when you're out there and you're meeting new people. Maybe
mm-hmm.
you're doing some experimentation on these things. As
okay.
this article points out, sexperimenting, I didn't know was a thing.
Got it. Okay.
But she's doing some of it.
Mm-hmm.
And she realized after her first couple engagements, we'll say, something was going on when it came to a gentleman's, what we'll call it, deposit. It, in some way, affected her system. She didn't know why. And she was like, what's going on? So she goes to see a doctor, and they reveal, we're so sorry to tell you this, but you're, in fact, allergic to what he's given up.
This thing,
this
right.
This thing, and we're so sorry. And then she found out, my God, 40,000 U.S. Citizens suffer from the same allergy.
Wow.
And I know that this is uncomfortable and a little bit of a tightrope.
As Whip silences for me.
Yeah, I'm just taking it all in there, Chris.
There's a lot of really good puns in here that I'm not sure we can get away with.
Yeah.
I have to tell you, that's the most unique allergy I've ever heard of.
Yeah.
That's... I didn't know that that was even a thing.
No.
You hear latex. Got it.
Yep.
That seems normal. It's like
right.
a thing that you can't come in contact. So we want to know now. That's a unique allergy. What's your unique allergy? You think you're like the only person that has it. You're allergic to Chris Petlak. I don't know.
I have a friend allergic to chicken.
That's horrible.
That is really odd. Because think about all the stuff with chicken broth.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, he's got to look. And I thought that was super weird. This story is even a little more layered.
How do you even go to a restaurant? Like, anything could have chicken broth in it. The rice could have been made in, you know what I mean?
You ask a million questions.
Oh, my goodness.
Yep. Horrible.
There was a friend of ours had such allergies, they just had a card with all of them on it, and they would hand it to the wait staff and go,
wow.
Is there anything on the menu that you can do?
Right.
And they'll just bring something out.
Yeah, I think it's a great idea.
Bring out lettuce.
Yeah,
lettuce,
right?
And olive oil.
Here's some lettuce and olive oil. Olives, guys, olives. 312-233-1019. You've got a very unique allergy. Or text it to us, 60123. Your unique allergy. This woman is allergic to the end of a physical engagement with a partner of male categorization. Okay,
wow. I'm just like, I'm watching you
bouncing
swim
around. Just speaking
you.
Of swim,
that is
no swimming for her. 312-233-1019 or 60123. You've got a unique allergy. It doesn't need to be that one. 708, I'm allergic to watermelon and cilantro. What do you do in the summer?
Yeah.
It's like my whole summer.
Yeah.
Done. From a 312, coconut always gives me a migraine. Hmm. I could live without coconut, honestly. Well, although we do use coconut oil a lot.
That's another one of those surprise ingredients, though. You kind of got to check out a little bit.
I don't know how this works, but a 224 said, my niece is allergic to sequins. I mean, I am too, just because I don't want my,
right.
Like, I don't know.
Glitter.
Although I do like that pillow where it's like Nicolas Cage's face and then you swipe it and the sequins turn into him screaming.
Those are fun.
Those are fun. Those are a good time. I'm allergic to the same thing as that college girl. Whoa, 708. All right, good for you. 847's allergic to eggplant parmesan. I think you just don't like it.
Right.
That's a very specific
thing. That chicken
the
parm and we're
dish,
good.
Right, yeah.
If we do a chicky parm, I'm good.
Mm-hmm.
I have an intolerance to celery. I have an intolerance to nothing because celery is.
Right.
I mean, I think you're all right there. I'm allergic to cockroaches. I think we all are. Boy. Oh. 815. Raw onion and hops.
Okay. I know a lot of raw onion people.
Raw onion, yeah, it's rough. Yeah. That'll tear you up.
Mm.
But hops. So no beer, I guess.
No beer.
Because I don't think anybody's doing like a hop soup or something.
No.
Does that exist?
I don't think it does. 630 is allergic to pepper or anything peppercorn.
Wow, that'd be a tough one too.
630, really talk with them before you go out on a date because they're allergic to corn, soy, shrimp, flowers, mold, dust, pollen, grass, cats.
That's
just
rough.
To name a few.
That is rough.
Basically, I'm allergic to life.
Yes.
Raw nutmeg. Christmas must suck for you.
Oh.
Like everything. Oh, my goodness. Corn is a big one. Mosquito bites. I get a swollen eye if I get a mosquito bite.
Well, I've heard of this.
Goodness.
Mm-hmm. I've heard of this.
Wow. Look at this. This is wild. All of the men in my family are allergic to beer.
Oh.
Ooh.
Every
like
single guy. Wow, that's wild. And I'm allergic to ducks, so we're not allowed to have any pet ducks.
Oh, bummer.
I don't know how you can get through that one. Yep. Those are your strange allergies.
This is the Morning Mix Podcast.
This is your Mix Top 6 Strangest Laws in the United States.
Oh, these are usually
fine. I love
these,
right?
These are actually really
good. There we go. If you are out in Baltimore, Maryland, these are all facts. These are true strange laws in the U.S. If you're out in Baltimore, Maryland, it is illegal to do any fortune telling at all.
Okay.
So put your tarot cards away if you're out there in Baltimore. If you are in D.C., it's illegal to throw stones, and not just at glass houses. It counts for all streets, highways, open spaces, and public areas. So do not skip a rock if you're out there in Washington, D.C.
Wow.
And that's where they make the laws. Like, that's the best you got? Come on.
Also true. I mean, they throw stones at each other metaphorically
all the time.
Stop. That's
what
their job.
It's the reflecting pool there, right? You're just out there.
Exactly.
Shing, 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 shing. Nope. You're going to get arrested. All right, if you're out in Hawaii, Alaska, Maine, or Vermont, watch out. It is illegal to have a billboard. I did not know that.
What?
Because you're trying to preserve scenic beauty. Whip, last week in the news, we talked about those folks in Skokie.
Yeah, in Skokie.
Okay.
On the Edens, they apparently don't have any billboards, at least for that stretch.
Right.
And there are some roads where it's just nonstop billboards as far as the eye can see. And you have to admit, it's not the most beautiful thing in the world.
They're all just Urlacher bald.
Right.
With some O'Hare pun.
Right. Exactly.
If you're on the Kennedy right now, you know exactly what I'm talking about.
So by
near
the way,
what used to be the Des Plaines Oasis, but it's now just an exit.
Lakeshore Drive. No billboards. Billboards.
No billboards.
Right? That's right.
And let's just hope they never change that because that would spoil the beauty.
True.
All right. Into your top three. This is your Mix Top 6 Strangest Laws in the U.S. If you're in Arizona, it is illegal to let your donkey sleep in a bathtub.
Now, that is a law I support.
That's right. This law was passed due to a random incident in 1924 that involved a donkey, a tub, and a flood.
Are you for real?
I swear.
And you aren't making that part up.
No, I'm not making any of this. These are all facts. The New York Times said this is real. So just like Wordle, this is facts.
You turn the water on, your donkey's in there, and the next thing you know, the whole building's flooded.
You jackass. Come on. Heading into your top two, this is your mixed top six strangest laws in the U.S. If you are out in Alabama, it's illegal to sell, dispose of, give away, or use stink bombs in any way.
Oh, okay.
So,
they got enough problems.
Yeah.
Don't throw down like a white bean chili also, because you might get accidentally arrested. And in at number one, this is your mixed top six strange laws in the United States. If you are out there in Louisiana, it is completely illegal to send a surprise pizza delivery to somebody's house. So I couldn't just be like, text Whip and be like, hey man, answer your door in a couple of minutes.
Right.
Surprise.
I love that you can walk around New Orleans with booze, like anywhere.
And
you
naked.
Can openly drink naked. Exactly. Yeah. You can go to the bathroom on the street, whatever. But they're like, don't you dare order a pizza to someone.
It's also illegal to sell anything that is not a gift that they're expected to pay for.
Oh.
So if you arrive with a pizza and then you get the bill,
illegal,
and you could arrest the person that sent it to you.
Wow.
Holy cow. That's your Mix Top 6 right there.
You're listening to the Morning Mix Podcast.
So I didn't know this, but today is National Perfume Day.
Oh,
did you know that? And
no.
I also didn't know that there was this much perfume research done.
Mm-hmm.
I have so many stacks of paper here of things that are important about perfume.
Well, this is the day.
They afford, like, the celebrities to do the weird ads.
The weirdest ad. It's Johnny Depp in the desert digging up a hole. There's a Vulcan, like, thing flying around him. A velociraptor walks around.
It's so
He takes off his necklaces, buries them, and they're like, Dior. Like, what the hell?
Yeah. Well, I guess it's a thing that you can't translate the smell to
TV.
I guess so.
You just got to kill him with weirdness.
Yep. Just get a dirty, sweaty pirate-looking dude to dig a hole in the desert.
Yeah.
Dior. I'm like, yeah, all right, send it my way. Now, I didn't know that there was this much on here, so I've got some fun for perfume facts here for us.
Okay.
Who knew? These are the top five perfumes women are currently wearing. Nikki, do you wear perfume?
I do.
Okay, I wear cologne. Mm-hmm. Do you wear cologne?
Not since I was like in high school, maybe.
Yeah. I will say I've only ever worn cologne that a woman I'm dating has given me.
Yeah.
Or that like my wife has given me.
My perfume was inspired. I was on the 147 bus. And I swear. And I sat next to this woman. And I'm like, this is going to be real weird. But you smell really nice. What kind of perfume are you wearing? So that is how I discovered it.
She was just holding a bucket of KFC.
Yeah,
normally when you smell on the CGA.
Thank you, lady in the 147.
These are your top five perfumes women are currently wearing. Coco Mademoiselle from Chanel.
Hey.
Hypnotic Poison by Dior.
Ooh.
Alien by Thierry Mugler.
Cool. Okay.
Alien. All right. Dolce & Gabbana Light Blue from Dolce & Gabbana. And Lolita Lempicka from Lolita Lempicka.
Mm.
That's just a fun one to say.
Right. Scandalous.
Lolita Lempicka at the Allstate Arena this weekend. That's what it sounds like. Also, 49% of women feel more attractive when they wear perfume. I kind of understand that confidence booster, that like kind of empowering feeling you get from it. 44% of women feel more attractive when they wear that perfume.
Mm.
And 39% feel happier when they wear perfume.
Mm-hmm.
So now, some people keep perfume to special occasion. Do you put perfume on every day, Nikki?
No.
Okay.
If I think about it sometimes, or maybe, you know, if it's like a sweater that's dry clean only that I haven't had to been to the dry cleaner with in a while, I'm like, let's get a little fresher. Yeah.
I might recommend the Downy Wrinkle Release Spray.
Yeah.
Hot. That's great. You spray your shirt a couple times, throw that bad boy in the dryer, good as new. Or at least I think so. If you get within 5 feet of me, you'll be like, what's wrong with you?
Right.
So perfume is sometimes a special occasion thing. So very simple. Text us yes or no. Do you wear perfume every single day, or do you just do it from time to time? And cologne is the same thing. Perfume or cologne. Do you wear it every single day?
Oh, Jacquard Noir. Remember that?
Oh,
Jacquard Noir.
That was a cologne.
That one, and also there was some research done about 33% of women have ended a relationship over a guy wearing too much perfume or cologne.
Yeah.
It was specifically Axe body spray.
Yeah, but for sure.
It reminds me of high school. It would just be like in the locker room, and you just hear that. You don't need that much before we go to chemistry, fellas.
It's like, a cloud.
Calm it down.
Now, those commercials, they do not hold back. There's
not
no mystery in those. It's like, put this on, guys, and women will crawl all over you. They directly say it, or, you know.
Yeah. But some of them directly say it.
Yeah,
You'll be a chick magnet with this one.
Yeah.
And then they always have the weirdest names. Burnt Tire Old Hair from Axe Body Spray. Like, what? It's got a nuttiness to it. What? Text yes or no to 60123. Do you wear perfume and cologne every single day? Yes or no to 60123. 1, 2, 3. No. I will say I do a spritz of cologne every day, but I don't know that it's that strong. So we are in an airtight room. Nikki, it's on you. If I'm coming in here a little hot,
no,
please tell me.
I have not.
We said text us yes or no to 60123. It's National Perfume and Cologne Day. Do you wear it every single day? 56% of the Morning Mix audience has said no. No,
okay.
I do not. Mm. I pick and choose my battles when it comes to perfume and cologne.
I thought it was going to be close to 50-50.
Yeah.
I really did.
Yeah, which is fair.
The Morning Mix Flash Briefing with
Chris, Nikki, and Whip. All right?
Yeah.
So we each found a fun trending story that we thought belonged in the Flash Briefing, and we'll share them with you now. Can I go first? Is that okay? All right, great. Here
Please.
We go. A Quiet Place Part 3 has now been announced, and they're planning to release it in 2025. Now, A Quiet Place Part 2 recently debuted, and it is now available for streaming on Paramount Plus. Plot details have been kept tightly under wraps in terms of what the Part 3 will be. We are also not sure if John Krasinski or Emily Blunt will be a part of it. They say the spinoff film will not pick up where Part 2 leaves off. We will start with a whole new set of folks and characters and take it in a whole new direction of people living in that world.
Wow.
Which is terrifying. Also, they will be launching a spin-off series in 2023 because, hey, if something's doing well, do way more of it.
Make it a show.
That will also be coming to Paramount Plus in 2023. No word on if Krasinski will be involved in that one either, because John Krasinski, who you know from The Office, he's Jim.
Yeah.
He starred in that movie. He wrote that movie. He directed it for both of them. He wasn't in a ton of the second one, which I have not actually seen yet, but I just remember from reading, everybody was like, you love John. He's only in some of this one, blah, 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 whatever, but there's like, whatever. So, Quiet Place Part 3 coming in 2025.
Yes, and another one. Did you guys watch The Tindler Swindler yet?
No, I keep seeing things about it, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
I can't say it.
I know. I sat down last weekend, and I'm like, 10 minutes in, I'm like, okay, this is not going to be for me. And then my husband walks the door. I'm like, oh, my God, this guy did this, and he did this, and this is where he caught up. Like, I couldn't stop.
He did not have the bandwidth to deal with you and loving this series.
No, I completely was into it. Like a lot of America, apparently. And no, he is not still on the Tinder app, but so their whole story is he uses to get about $10 million. Kind of like a Ponzi scheme for women. It's a long whole thing. It's terrible.
Wow. Yeah.
But that's not going to stop him from making money in other ways. He's got a talent manager now. Of course he does.
Right.
Because they said he's looking into potential podcast hosting a dating show. That would be great.
Yeah.
Sarcastically. And writing a book. So apparently this agent of his is saying she was intrigued by the Netflix story and she saw the world's greatest salesman and she believes there are two sides to every story and everyone should have the chance to tell their side of the story. And she will represent that side of the story and try to cash in on that as well.
In a related story, this agent is $257,000 in credit card debt. So it's a big part of it. They don't like to share that up front.
Right.
So he did join Cameo, unfortunately. you can get $300 for a personalized video message or $1,400 for a business message. Could you imagine getting a business message like in a meeting from that?
I could see our boss being like, I want to kick this meeting off with some thoughts from the swindler.
Anyway, so there you go.
Wow. All right, Whip, story number one or three, however we want to count it.
You know, that stuff was fascinating, but I will tell you this. The micro mini skirt will be trending hard this fall, ladies. If there's anything we learned from the past couple of years, it's that we're all swapping out our usual closet staples for early aughts styles. And according to the fall 2022 shows at New York's Fashion Week, the revival of the micro mini skirt trend is still going strong. With the rise of going out outfits continuing to take over our wardrobes well into 22, it seems that we'll be seeing the super short silhouette even in the dropping temperatures. So far at Fashion Week, we've spotted the micro mini skirt in all styles and fabrics fit for the cold weather months, like Christian Cowan's tweed set, Kim Shui's fuzzy and tiny versions, Dauphinette's pleated tennis style,
and
Laquan Smith's barely there take on the trend, to name but a few.
Wow.
Don't say you weren't warned.
Whip and Fashion Week.
That right there is how we do the Morning Mix Flash Briefing on Zone Coverage.
You're listening to the Morning Mix Podcast.
What doesn't change is Nikki's problem with Aldi.
It's not a problem. It's a love affair.
It's a problem.
That's what they always say, Nikki.
I know I told you that this was just going to be a segment. This is an intervention.
Whip and I
have noticed it.
Yeah.
Okay, so I know a couple other folks, some friends of ours that love Aldi.
Yeah.
And I know you'll come in on Thursday because what Wednesday is something special with Aldi.
Yeah, so there's a Facebook page called the Aldi Isle of Shame, and it's not a bad thing, and it's a fan page. It's like so Aldi has this one aisle. Most Aldis have this one aisle where it's like random things that update weekly.
Okay.
So every Wednesday is when it changes here in most of the Chicagoland area. So For example, over the summer, they had these swimsuits that were so cute. They were $12.99. I went to five Aldis looking for the swimsuits because you never know who's going to have them. Do you know what I mean?
You know they're calling.
Yeah. You can't get it online. You got to like go there yourself. So,
yeah, Wicker Park Aldi called Rod. Hey,
she's heading your way.
No, totally. They know. They're like, oh, here she is again. Like, yeah. It's really bad. But I did. I went yesterday. Yesterday's Isle of Shame purchase was they were $5.99 eyeshadow palettes. And they're very similar to Urban Decay, and they're very nice. So I'm just, this is, every Wednesday, that's what I do. It's just my thing.
Is that a good price, $5.99 for the eyeshadow palette?
Excellent price.
Is it?
It is an excellent price. It is in a tin. It is very nice.
Oh, it's tin.
And then while I'm there, like, I'll pick up potatoes, but that's the whole thing.
Why not?
You get some groceries, and you go to the Isle of Shame, and you're like, you know what? I'm going to get some lemons, some potatoes, a lawnmower, and
lawnmowers?
They have, and it's crazy.
In the summertime, if I could remember it that way. In the summertime, I said to Nikki one day, just chatting, I was like, hey, did you guys ever get like a water table for your son? Because we wanted to get Everly, our daughter, a water table to play with in the backyard. Literally, she was like, oh my God, Aldi. And she pulled out you pulled out the catalog. And I was like, how do you just have this at the ready?
Wow.
Aldi has water tables today, but if you don't go today, you won't get one. You got to go today.
I did buy a pool. Oh my goodness. I literally bought a pool
like a baby pool?
No.
Like a pool?
Like adults go in and splash around pool.
No, I didn't know this. I thought it was just a grocery store this whole time.
What did I? Isle of Shame, you guys.
Wow.
Wednesdays is where the party's at. So apparently, every Thursday morning, maybe, it would be fun. We got to find out what happened on the Isle of Shame.
I'll bring it in.
Yeah, bring it in, right?
Plug in that pool.
Also, could grab me some potatoes. Would be great. The Morning Mix. All right, thank you for joining us for the Morning Mix podcast. Brand new episodes every day. Make sure you rate, review, like, and follow this podcast. You can also follow us on social at 101.9 Mix Chicago. And we will see you tomorrow on the Morning Mix.